Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there.
Stardate December 1st. Things are heating up for a planet that orbits the brightest star of Aries. The star is expanding to become a giant, so it's pumping more energy into space. That will make temperatures extremely uncomfortable on the planet. Hamel is at the end of its life. It's converted the hydrogen in its core to helium. Now it's getting ready to fuse the helium to make other elements. That's made the core hotter, and that's caused the star's outer layers to puff up to more than a dozen times the diameter of the Sun. So Hamel is about 75 times brighter than the Sun. Hamel has one known possible planet. It's heavier than Jupiter, the giant of our own solar system. On average, the planet is about as far from Hamel as Earth is from the Sun, much closer in than Jupiter is. So every square foot of the planet's surface receives dozens of times more energy than the same area on Jupiter does. If the planet is a ball of gas like Jupiter, then the extra heat is causing its atmosphere to puff up and causing a lot of it to stream away into space. Over the next few million years, the planet will get even hotter because Hamel will get even bigger. The extra energy may erode the planet's atmosphere completely. On the other hand, the planet may spiral into the star. Either way, things are going to get much hotter for Hamel's only known planet. Look for Hamel in the east at nightfall, well to the left of the moon. And we have more skywatching tips and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.